Simon Dalid, Siv Gimel. I'm a sabbath when you stab a yetzer, a very beyond the choice of your own Milchome. Person who talks between your stabbach and yetzer and the iris, even though the choir is not middle of a bracha, you finish the psuk the zimri, then sabbath the bichas. Kriyashma, but even so, Yerushalmi says that if they'd be waging a war, it's considered a big enough avera to make him not worthy of going to the Jewish army. Yerava brings the Matam Moshe, and Mishabur brings this, that he says that this Ochel Melchome means that when a person's davening, there's certain koiches hara in Hashemayim that are trying to stop his tefillah. Because tefillah is such a holy, powerful thing, that every powerful thing has something connected to it. And the way we build up the force of our tefillah is by saying Suf de Zimra, and afterwards Bechas Kriyashma, Shemayin Esri. If we have the proper preparation, then... But if we talk in the middle, so the koichas that are supporting us and fighting Kavayochel, the war against these koichas that are trying to take away our tefillah, they're choizimbo, they leave us. And the Mela, these koichas that are makalkil, that ruin our tefillahs, stay intact. So basically it means to say, in simpler form, is that if you talk in the middle of davening between Sukkot Zimra and Beis Kriyashma, aside from the veir itself, you're losing out the power of your tefillah, because these koyches that are going to destroy your tefillah are going to be remain intact. Yesh mishayim shel tzorchei tzibur elisik stoker lemishu bal espanus and that stoker mutal hafsek. There are those who say that if you're doing for tzorch mitzvah for stoker, then it is permitted. Yeah, the Ma'aseh says we know our minhag is not to do that. The Ramah says mizeh it's pashut mashenog ba'am mekaymis levo choyla. Certain places had a minhag to give a bracha for choyla, a likbo beisik nesta sheyaseloi din. Somebody he feels that a din needs to be made for his benefit. He also announces that I need help with my situation. That these things were done ben yishtabach liyotzer to chazik v'sarach mitzvah. This is also to consider tzarech mitzvah. Lachachin, kishachoshim spal, gerim ashatz, mixes psuk zimra, v'yoyimah, kadish aleim. So, it sounds like this minhag was that they did it after Yishtabach, but before Kaddish. So basically, he's saying that there was a problem over here. Because the Kaddish that we're saying after psuk zimra is going back on the Psukim Suk de Zimra. I start talking about Tzorchei Tzibur and Choylem and everything else. It's not going back on anything. Therefore, he says that if you did make this Hefsek, then you should say some of a Mizmer of Psukim de Zimra before you say the Kaddish. If you don't say Kaddish, unless you said some Psukim of praise and the Kosh Boch beforehand. That's why we start off Ma'ariv. We say without a Kaddish. And the ones that do say Kaddish, they say Psukim beforehand. Yeah, based on this, it's important that the Shliach Tzibur who is saying Kaddish should wait with the Yishtabach so that he could say the Kaddish right after Yishtabach, because if everybody finish the Psuk of the Zimra and they wait around a while until they say the Kaddish, they're not going to be saying Kaddish on the Psuk of the Zimra, they'll be the Sefsek. If the Shliach Tzibur himself did finish earlier, as long as other people in the Tzibur are saying Psukei Dezimra, and they finish immediately afterwards, the Shliach Tzibur is going to say his Kaddish, then also be accepted. Continues the Ramah, L'chein matchilim aves v'lo Kaddish, like we said before, that by Meir we started without Kaddish because there's no Psukim. L'chein mi sheloi ho yelo tzitzis o tefillin v'vi lo ben yishtabach l'Kaddish. He didn't have tzitzis a tefillin. They brought to him between Yishtabach and Kaddish. Yochel anicha levarach aleim. He's allowed to put them on because one's supposed to have his talis and tefillin on when he's saying Kriyashma. Alvin Kaddish lebochu. Once he said Kaddish, and he didn't say bochu leyasi v'shum dava. He should not be masking anything. Kosh gan shel leyasik leachas shamish leyasi v'bochu. Kosh matchil leyitzah. And he surely should not be masking after bracha, before they start the bracha of Yisrael. The Mishabruah brings from the Achreinim that between Kaddish and Bohu is equivalent to Bein HaPlokim, which means it's equivalent to between one bracha and the next, the Beis Kriyashma. Whereas from between Bohu and Yitzhak Ma'ariz is considered Be'em Saperik. Once you said bracha, it's as if you already started the bracha. So it's more stringent. Therefore, the halacha is that as far as making a bracha on a talis, once you start the Birchas Kriyishma, you can't make a bracha on a talis. You have to put it on, but you have to make a bracha after the tefillah. So if a person did not get his talis till they said the Kaddish before bracha, then he puts on the talis, but makes a bracha only after the tefillah. As far as making a bracha on the tefillin, the halacha is you can make it bein ha-brachim, in between one bracha and the next, not within the bracha. Therefore, if he got the tefillin after Kaddish but before bracha, then he should put on the tefillin then and make the bracha, because that's bein ha-brachim. But if he already said bracha, then he should wait with putting on the tefillin until he finishes the bracha of Yetzer Ma'aris before Avarava, which is in between one bracha and the next, and then he should put on the tefillin and make the bracha.